Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Начинаем наш воскресный вебинар.
Hello, friends. We are starting our Sunday lesson. As usual, here in the studio is Dr. Leitman. I am Semyon Vinokur, and Boris Bilotsovsky is here with us in the studio, and we're going to continue the article that we started in the previous lesson. It's an article about the Creator and the soul, an article that speaks about many things. You can ask questions. Prepare questions live as well, and in the meantime, we'll continue according to the article. Dr. Leitman, Boris, it is a continuation. Maybe I will just start the first parts of the article, because the first part was about the soul. We spoke about the preparation of the development of the soul, afterwards 3 degrees of the development of the body, and then the attainment of the knowledge of the spiritual and corporeal world. And now we reach the need for the attainment of the Creator. Dr. Leitman, the need for the attainment of the Creator is the next part of this article. What does Bala Sulam write? The desire of the Creator is to attain the Creator, because this yearning is implanted in the soul, meaning each and every one, this desire is implanted. We want to know the source of our lives, where is it from and how, where are we born, what determines our qualities, characteristics, our path in this world, our path after this world, how do we continue our existence and in what way. All that is implanted in us. And we want that. We want that knowledge. It's imprinted in our nature. And we are pressured by that. Our inner qualities push us to that, because life is very difficult when you have no idea where you are from, why you are alive, where you head. And in general, a person in our world is in a much more helpless state than animals, because they have no such thoughts. They simply exist without asking questions, like little children who simply exist without asking questions about the meaning of life. And the moment that question appears, then an adult, it's not even in a mature person, but that question even emerges at the ages of 5, 6, 7. So if a person remembers, then each and every one of you, if you think about your childhood, then you would find that that question did exist. Where was I from? Where did I come from? How did I emerge in this world? Why is this all happening? Such questions disturb a person until he finally comes to his hormonal development, and then they take over. Then he starts yearning for sex, active life, he gets married, and Semyon, he also needs to make a career. Dr. Leitman, right, he makes a career for himself and finds a profession, etc. So there are problems in terms of that comes from a different place, and then it's forgotten, even though it surfaces, that desire, who am I, what am I here for, what's happening with me, why am I here? But in any case, these questions, life doesn't let us develop them. Therefore, they simply flow, we flow with life, and then we enter into some tiredness or old age without attaining anything. So we simply need to know that if we've been given such a desire to attain the Creator, then really that desire covers everything. And that desire can really advance us forward. That desire is concealed in everything, cannot disappear completely or partially. It is necessary and essential. It could be in me or in others without it in this great big world. Why does it surround us, and why is it there at all? This desire is not in everyone. It is in people who have a special movement to the awareness of their soul, and through that soul to recognition of the Creator. The recognition and attainment of the creation is something that is attained by others. If there were no other creations in the world, if there was just this one soul created, then it would yearn for that attainment. The meaning is that we receive all kinds of yearnings from those similar to us, from those surrounding us. And that's what determines our path in life. The attainment of the Creator is an action of the soul in relation to itself. It is imprinted in the soul from the beginning, the attainment of the Creator. Not the attainment of myself and life, but the attainment of the root of life, the Creator. And that's a big difference, what a person yearns for. Semyon, what is that thing? Is it a reshimor? Is it a spark? Dr. Leitman, it is a reshimor, an informational gene within us, and then it sometimes surfaces and requires us to look for it. Semyon, you're saying that's the foundation of a person? Dr. Leitman, yes, it's the spiritual foundation of a person, certainly. The person, this necessary yearning surfaces in of who he is and what is here for, and he cannot be indifferent to those questions, because then who is he really and why does he exist? He requests to reveal his purpose in life, the beginning point and the end point of his corporeal existence, at least. That is very important to us, because otherwise we simply tell ourselves that we are like animals. Even worse than animals, because animals have no such questions. Therefore, precisely here, there is the question, how can a person implement his inner inclinations, and how can he fulfill them? Here, the wisdom of Kabbalah comes and explains to him simply and clearly to at least deal with those first questions, and then he wants to reach revelation, and in order to do so, he needs to exert in a serious way. But the soul attains itself as a creation and reveals the need to reveal within itself the Creator, that the Creator will reveal within it. And as much as the soul is higher, as such, the need and its desire, its strong desire, are more constant. You can see that according to people who come to study with us, how much their yearning is strong, constant, determinant, or how they are not so constant and they can quietly leave and escape. That is one thing. Secondly, a person is checked. He is given in this life many obstacles, and he shows himself and the upper forces that develop him, how much he agrees to remain in that direction, in that development, and doesn't intend at all to submit to earthly desires. Now we've been through a paragraph that talks about the need to attain the Creator. The next paragraph, these are these short sections. The next section is called Attainment of the Creator. Semyon, how do you want to do it? There are questions that come as we speak. Do you want such questions, Dr. Leitman? Yes, yes, these questions are good. One, Semyon, from Tbilisi, they're asking, what examinations can a person do and what can a person see as an obstacle? How does he know it's an obstacle? Dr. Leitman, an obstacle is a help as well. Help cannot come in and of itself, but precisely in the form of an obstacle or disturbance. Each one who advances, his whole path is built of obstacles and disturbances that are directed, where with his struggle with them, he advances. Semyon, you're saying that disturbances are help. Dr. Leitman, yes. Semyon, usually we say that Help is help. Dr. Leitman, no. In no way should it be a help. In that a person wants to advance, then it is a help. And if they don't let him advance through all kinds of obstacles and disturbances, that is also help. So with the help of these two forces, the one that pushes forward and also the force that detains advancement, those are the forces that develop and progress him. Semyon, what is the greatest force of help, Dr. Leitman? Precisely the detaining force. All the disturbances that interfere with a person's development, and a person needs to always think what to do with them, that is actually what helps him really. As it is written, a help against him, Semyon. Another question. Say, what is the physical feeling that comes of the attainment of the Creator? Is there a physical feeling in the attainment of the Creator? Dr. Leitman, there is no physical feeling of the attainment of the Creator. All of our physical feelings come as a result of our perception. It is a feeling that illuminates in a person in Or Chozer, reflected light. It is a feeling that a person perceives and grasps in the quality of bestowal. Only in that. Let us continue. Boris, a question that repeats itself. It's quite clear, but the human body, heartbeats or fears, things that changes in, is there anything like that in a person's physical functioning? Dr. Leitman, I've never checked my blood pressure, neither did my heartbeat, but maybe there are such changes externally. But a person, together with that, he doesn't pay attention to them. He is as if above those physical feelings. Boris, another version of a similar question. What's the difference between a spiritual or mental state? Dr. Leitman, a mental state, as if we're sitting in a symphony orchestra or playing on a guitar, that's a mental, emotional state. Most person can even change that with a can of beer. But a spiritual sensation is that a person rises above his ego, and with that quality of bestowal he acquires, he starts feeling the Creator and the forces that are accompanying him. Semyon, let us continue. Dr. Leitman, yes. Okay. So the next section is called Attainment of the Creator. How can we perceive the Creator if he has no material form? Bala Sulam asks this question and answers. The attainment of the Creator is possible only in a new awakening desire. Thanks to the development of the desire, we can discuss its spiritual laws. We have no spiritual desire. A spiritual desire is a desire to bestow. It's a desire from within myself to give. A desire to love, to really love, not like love in our world where we love ourselves or our reflection of ourselves on others, etc. Spiritual love means true love, which doesn't demand a response. It's unconditional love. It's not connected to a person himself. It is only dependent on that in which a person devotes himself to another or to the Creator, which are the same. Therefore, the attainment of the Creator is possible only in the measure of equivalence. Therefore, if we reveal such a quality upon ourselves, like the quality of bestowal, then we can, in the same measure, in the measure of this quality, and in this quality, we can start feeling the Creator. And whoever hasn't attained that quality of bestowal, he has no possibility of feeling the Creator, or in general, any forces of the upper world. The mind is defined by the person's sensation in the analysis of truth and falsehood. Meaning, the most important thing for us is to always look into the states we go through in terms of truth and falsehood. where falsehood is called egoistic sensations and egoistic measurements, and truth is sensations and measurements that are altruistic because they are outside the interests of our body. And we can feel and measure them without connection to ourselves, meaning in their true form. Therefore, altruistic sensations are true, and certainly the egoistic ones are dependent, and you can see on yourselves that people convince other people, they think of themselves as correct, that is completely subjective, and it is not connected at all to the truth. Thus, such sensations are called the body of the intellect, and they are given to the person from above. What we try to give of ourselves or to develop such qualities in ourselves, they create the sensation of the Creator. This sensation has no relationship to imagination, but it's really felt in sensation. Spirituality is felt. It's sensed in desires, but not at all in intellect, not in the mind. It's very interesting. But in order to turn into a Kabbalist, into a spiritual person, you don't need to be clever. You don't need to be smart. It doesn't demand intellect. But on the contrary, what is demanded is only development of sensation. But you need a lot of intellect in order to develop the sensation. Semyon, question. If you think that you understand everything, is that a terrible thing? Dr. Leitman, it's not a terrible thing because it all passes. Don't be worried about that. It's not a disaster. Let us continue. When we start feeling spirituality, we already start understanding the connection between spiritual forces, forces of bestowal and love, mutual complementarity, and as such we already start working seriously with spiritual categories until we start sensing the upper world, which is independent of our world and our lives.
So,
this sensation is called, or the solution, reality, or a lack of reality. Okay, it's not really translated correctly, and it's not so clear, but in any case, it's called the body of the intellect and its image, and it is a part of the whole, of the Creator. Meaning, everything we attain in spirituality is a part of the Creator, and everything we attain in spirituality is only the force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of exiting oneself. Therefore, we need only to be directed to love and connection with others, and to that measure we start feeling that force that surrounds us, the force of the Creator, the positive force. The matter is that the world is built like every phenomenon in our world. It is built of positive and negative, plus and minus, opposite expressions of itself. So our world and us are built in the negative form, the egoistic force, where everyone draws into himself, for himself, and observes that others won't have more than him because then he'll feel bad as a result of that. And that is a precise attitude of every object in our world. And in the spiritual world, it is built as an opposite quality, the quality of bestowal, where every spiritual quality measures itself only in the quality of bestowal, in the amount of bestowal, in projecting outside of itself. These two forces are opposite and they don't touch one another. There is no contact between them, no connection between them. Connection is expressed in the person who is capable of being included of these two forces, plus and minus, his egoistic negative qualities and his altruistic positive qualities. And he, in and of himself, is like, all in all, a resistor, upon which there is plus and minus connected to him. And then we are the connectors of the lower world and between the upper world, between the Creator and all the other earthly creations, the earthly nature. So everything depends on how much we perceive the spiritual forces, the positive forces of the upper world and the negative worlds of forces of our world, and create this contact between them. Is there something in the meantime? Simeon, yes, there are questions. A question from New York. If I'm opposite to the Creator, so then when I reveal the Creator, do I feel him as a positive force, Dr. Layton, but you feel him not in your egoistic negative qualities, but only in the positive altruistic qualities that you acquire in order to feel the Creator? Semyon, so my vessels changed, Dr. Layton, indeed, it's the law of equivalence of form. That's what it's called, the law of equivalence of form. Therefore, you need to change yourself to bestowal. And to that extent, you feel the Creator. Semyon, there's another question here. How can I compare myself to something that is not attained through me, and then in order to attain it, I need to equalize in order to attain it? Dr. Layton, and that's what the group exists for. If you learn according to the plan with the other friends in the group, so then you attain a state where the quality of bestowal dwells, and in it you start feeling the Creator, not alone, but in the group. Because you, inside yourself alone, there cannot be the quality of bestowal. It needs to be directed from you to others. So that direction from you to others that you create in the group, that direction serves you as a foundation where in your quality you reveal the Creator. Almaty we have, right? Almaty.
Слышно?
Да.
Ага, я вот хотела спросить, здравствуйте.
Dr. Layton, yes. Almaty. Hello, I wanted to ask, according to what principle the choice takes place that awakens a person so that he will start wanting to change his qualities from reception to bestowal? Dr. Layton, that depends on the soul. Depends on the soul. A person receives a desire for that thing, and he, in some not, in a way that's even not understood by himself, he works in the group, which, let's say, it's called the Almaty group. The soul finds itself dressed in a young lady who asks this question and receives an answer. That's how it's all built, through a network of forces. And you and me and all of us are in that system. Then it demands very serious work on your behalf, very serious work in the implementation of the initial desires of yours in order to bring them into the group in correct connections and in correct study, to bring them to a state where you will start feeling within yourself the quality of the upper world, outside the quality of your world, our world. And that sensation of the upper world will awaken in you, and it will give you completely different sensations, and also the sensation of the Creator. And then you will start feeling how your intention, how your soul becomes filled. Question.
Кто такие товарищи в группе, подруги, товарищи, все мировое кле относительно меня и моей работы?
Who are these friends in the group and the friends in the world CLI in relation to my work? These are the closest elements to you in the collective general soul. They exist a bit far from you. They are between themselves and they are in the world, and they are all the Bnei Baruch in the world, current world today. We are all parts of one soul. We are parts of the big soul called Adam, Adam, where at this current moment, where you, me, and others who are interested in spiritual development, where we all exist. Question, what is the purpose of a person? Dr. Leitman, each person has a single goal, in connection between him and others to reveal the Creator. Thank you very much. Way to go, young lady. A question from Medellin. They asked a while ago, they put up this question mark a while ago.
Quisiéramos hacer una pregunta. Todas las personas tienen, los lleva, hacen la pregunta de dónde vengo, para dónde voy. О, но он todos. Muchas gracias.
Ну, вот, ты знаешь испанский, друг.
Да, перевод такой. Все люди имеют это решимо, которое заставляет их задать этот вопрос.
Does every person have this решимо that pressures them to ask this question? Dr. Leitman, every person has this решимо, and each person, when it's time for him to come to that goal, like in our current state, but after us, since this desire awakens in these people later for the attainment of the upper world and the attainment of the Creator, other people will also reach that later. But now we are precisely those who awaken to that. Moscow.
Здравствуйте, меня зовут Ева, и у меня такой вопрос. Если человек...
Hello, my name is Hava, and my name is the following. If a person found the Creator and discovered him within oneself, so then the question emerges, what's next? What does he have to do? Simeon. Yep, she finished there. Dr. Leitman, the state of a person who attains the Creator, attains the state of the Creator, is called the Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction of a person. Then, after that, he starts a transition to the next state, to an even higher world, where there he is in complete attainment of the upper creation. Meaning, what we now go through, the process of correction of the souls, from our world to the attainment of the upper world, and then we also go through all 125 degrees. And then when we reach that, we still need to reach that, no one has reached that yet, where all these souls will reach Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, and we will connect between us as a single soul, as a single system called Adam. Then we pass through to the next state, and about that I cannot say anything about. I have some guesses about that, but I have not attained that, and no one has attained that, because everyone is all in all on the path, on the way to Gmar Tikkun. And that next state will already be after Gmar Tikkun. So despite your name is Hava, Eve, you will need to wait for that one who is called Adam.
Вот дальше.
Пока там нет. We'll continue. Boris, there's a question from Kishinev. What is the order of the correct
Анализ состояния, он может быть определен только в группе.
Correct identification of my state. Dr. Lightman, the right identification of your state is only in the group, only to the extent in which you are connected between yourselves for the attainment of the goal. In the group, these goals can be felt differently. The group can yearn for connection among themselves, between itself, and the group can also feel an inclination to dissemination, to study, to teaching. It doesn't matter to what, but you simply need to progress the wisdom of Kabbalah, or among yourselves, or to others. And to others, it's even preferable, because that's a more preferable path and more secured in order to advance by yourselves. Can we ask Central America? In the meantime, we have no translation. Simeon is asking, Simeon is saying there are more questions. I don't know what city they're asking from, but in what measurements does the wisdom of Kabbalah measure the amounts of bestowal? Dr. Lightman, it is measured in the same units as in Masach, screen, Aviyut, coarseness, Kashiyut. That is how it is measured. There is this gradation, or either in terms of 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 degrees, or 125 degrees, or a gradation according to lights, or Pnimi, or Makif, or Elyon, inner light, surrounding light, upper light. It's a very precise measurement. Simeon, according to Masach and Orchozer. Dr. Lightman, yes. Simeon, another question. When a Kabbalist sleeps, does he feel the Creator? Dr. Lightman, no. No. It's not like in our world where there are dreams that seem true, and there are all kinds of feelings in dreams where you're flying and floating, traveling somewhere. It's not that way. A Kabbalist feels the spiritual as something, as a reality inside himself, but as an alert state. On the contrary, then, a feeling comes where he is completely clouded from that clarity. Everything's ringing. Question from Katherine Berg. Hello, Dr. Lightman. I started studying the wisdom of Kabbalah 3 years ago, and then I as if understood everything, the Talmud as a Sefirot, and the Pticha, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then I started at Mac Online, like the Kabyu of Russia. And then 3 years ago, not too long ago, after 3 years, I started feeling where, after all this understanding I had, I suddenly got this rejection, this repulsion to the study of Talmud as a Sefirot and to the work in the group. Is that a sign of advancement? Dr. Lightman, yes, certainly that's a sign of good advancement. You need to go through that period forcefully, coercively, with stubbornness, and then you will start feeling in your mind and in sensation. So, to your success. Simeon, is that the disturbances you said that are helping? Dr. Lightman, certainly. It could be a really long period too, of a few years. The main thing is not to leave, and you will see how it will, what reward you will get for that. Boris, another question. Can there be a disturbance from the Creator in order to implement one's spiritual potential, meaning some really strong physical rejection to other people in the group? Dr. Lightman, I would say that it's really a blessing that you're rejected from your friends in the group. It really gives you an example of your ego, how much you're incapable of tolerating it, that you're really rejected and repelled by them and that you cannot tolerate them. That's great. Here you have a very correct measurement of where you can correct yourself precisely and where precisely you can measure yourself, and in yourself, your quantitative and qualitative advancement in relation to others, it's all clear to you. Simeon, and the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's all opposite. Dr. Lightman, it's all opposite. What can you do? Moscow, you want more? Please. Question. Hello. If I understand correctly, Kabbalah as a wisdom claims that there is no Messiah that the Jews are waiting for, that they're not waiting for some Jesus, or Muslims also have their own. Is that a fact, or is that some religious error? Dr. Leitman, I will say, firstly, the wisdom of Kabbalah has no connection to religion. The wisdom of Kabbalah appeared 4,000 years ago in ancient Babylon, and before that it existed another 4,000 years ago during the time of Adam. He was the first Kabbalist who lived 5,780 years ago. 5,780 years ago. He wrote a book, Raziel HaMalach, the angel Raziel. That book has reached our period. It's all in all a few pages. It's all he had back then. And what did he write there? There are another few books of Kabbalah, and it's written in all kinds of sources, but they didn't really come to us. There was Noah's books, the book of Seth, and Abraham's book partially came to us, the book of creation, the Sefer Yetzirah. There were a few other pages today that they print. All in all, it's a few pages from those books. They're all written in Hebrew. That is a language that comes to us from Adam, because he is the first who felt connection between the spiritual forces and the depictions in our world. And then it all rolls out to us. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah. It speaks only about unity, connection. Kabbalah says that each and every person needs to unite, to connect, in order to create a single mutual desire, to rise above the ego. Since the whole of nature is integral, nature is closed and interconnected within itself, and all the still vegetative and animate, all those creations are connected between themselves, and the only problem is with the human being. The human being needs to attain that connection with the surrounding world by himself, with work upon himself. That is the principle of the wisdom of Kabbalah. He needs to attain a state where of complete connection between people, and then he will have complete connection with the still vegetative and animate levels of nature, and we find ourselves in an integral nature, a closed nature, a good and correct nature. That is what is demanded of us. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah engage in. Religions don't engage in that at all. The principle of love your friend as yourself is not a religious principle. We see how religions, according to the many thousands of years of development, they have only destroyed themselves and sought who to destroy. So it doesn't exist in religion, and Kabbalah has no connection to them. And all the religions together, they all hate the wisdom of Kabbalah. Simeon, does that mean that the wisdom of Kabbalah, if a person was around 4,000 years ago, and that Abraham was also there before the religions, and Kabbalah was there before religions, Dr. Leitman, correct. Nusultan, question. Hello, Rav. A question about stages of development of the soul. The soul develops, fields changes, which are different, and I was always curious, even on behalf of the religious outlook. Dr. Leitman, we're not hearing what you're saying. Please speak clearly, open your mouth and hold the microphone close and straight. Question. I wanted to understand, according to the degrees of the soul's development, does it feel certain changes but on behalf of the wisdom of Kabbalah. What is hell and what is heaven? Since in terms of religion, that's also a part of the soul's development. So I wanted to understand, how is it in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Dr. Leitman. Religion has nothing similar to Kabbalah. Heaven is considered as a state of pleasure, where I completely bestow to others, and hell is a state where I burn myself, really burn myself, where I'm burning with shame. Hell is shame, and heaven is a satisfaction of pleasure from love. But that is all at a spiritual level. There is nothing else. Question: what causes that great shame, Dr. Leitman? When you see how opposite you are from the Creator, that is the shame. In other words, if you learn the Pticha, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, where the Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, came from, it's that the Kli, the vessel, revealed that it is opposite to the Creator, and therefore the Kli, the vessel, performed a tzimtzum, a restriction upon itself. That's all. We're done with Nur Sultan. Now we can get a question from Central America.
No.
Central America, please.
¿Cómo nosotros como familias establecidas podemos ayudar a despertar los puntos del corazón inactivos?
Да. Вопрос вновь образовавшаяся семья.
Question is, a family that developed, our friend got married not too long ago, so maybe that's where his question's coming from. How can we awaken points in the heart that are inactive? Dr. Leitman, we don't need to demand one from another where our spouses will study the wisdom of Kabbalah. We don't need to do that at all. On that topic, there is a prohibition, that there is no coercion in spirituality. If a person doesn't want to study, so don't push it on him. Everything, firstly, goes according to that principle. That's one thing. Secondly, you need to measure it at each part of the path, where if a couple studies together, if they study together, the husband and wife, so that brings them a lot closer together. And it gives them a very good connection. So I recommend that to everyone. Sochi. Well, Sochi. Question. Can we, in this group of this Sunday group, can we feel the Creator and the spiritual world, or is it only possible in a more constant, regular, daily group like the Work in the Ten? Dr. Leitman, it's hard to say. If you meet just one time per week and nothing else connects between you, so certainly that is too little. Too little. You need to work together between yourselves, to work on a mutual desire that it will reveal between you. Then you will be able to reveal that the Creator also reveals there with you. But I think that you do have serious people there, so try to be a little more connected. Simeon. But that's already good that they're gathering on Sundays, that they're going as if to have a great meeting together. Dr. Leitman, yes, and I'm seeing some serious people there as well, Sergei and others like him. Almaty, please. Hello, Dr. Leitman and the instructors. When a person starts learning, then everything is new to him, everything, it's like a legend, this life. And afterwards, after about a year, this is how I see, according to my ego, that everything turns into this routine. After a few months even, and it's hard for you to come to morning lessons, it's hard for you to keep those promises that you made in those more elated state. How can you really be confident that you will always have that energy that Dr. Layman, I'll tell you. When I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, your ego was pushing you to attain the upper world, to attain everything above everyone, to understand and know everything, to manipulate your whole life as if the whole world, etc. You felt yourself as a hero. You felt that you had found a treasure. But in the beginning, when you dug and dug, every lesson, every study gave you this new sensation, and that's good. But afterwards, after a bit of time, everything seemed to be quite dark in your eyes. Everything started becoming detached. Why? It is in order for the upper light to start working. The upper light started working on you and showed you that you are not similar to it, that you're distant from it. So it illuminates in you and you feel that it drops you, that nothing interests you, life has become dark in your eyes, I don't feel anything as being attracted to anything, I feel myself as ugly, and everything, I'm sick of it, and it repels me. These are all things that the upper light brings you through the study. In you, it came after a year. With me, it came after 2 weeks. And it was a terrible state. I feel it's just a state where it's very interesting when it comes in the beginning to a beginner. A person doesn't understand at all what it is. Why is it that way? How can it be that way? And he cannot understand how such a thing could be. Semyon, and you also exerted a lot in order to find that, and then it suddenly came about. Dr. Layman, correct. And then what happens? Then starts a period of serious work on oneself. If you want, then that darkness will gradually go away. You will start learning routinely as much as you can, as much as you can't, but they won't draw you forcefully like they did in the very beginning and through that first year, and you're as if drawn through chasing some sweets in front of you all the time and with blows from behind you. That won't happen anymore. You will need to pressure yourself in order to progress. So you will see by yourself, it's all waiting for you. Semyon, so you're actually saying that with your ego you cannot advance. Dr. Layman, yes, but all the future states are in front of you. All I can tell you is good luck. But the main thing is patience. The force of patience and also daily study and work strictly to, because whoever is the one who succeeds on the path is the one who walks the path. Ekaterinburg, have you asked today? You have asked today. So, let us have another question from Ekaterinburg. Girls, you want? Oh, it's the same guy again. Okay, ask. Question. Dear Rav, you spoke about heaven and hell, which are spiritual states. Is there a Kabbalistic term that I work in that engages in inner spiritual work and dissemination? So there is such a thing. And such a term progresses to the future state, and I fall in it. And I feel from my inactivity in it, this discomfort or shame, I could call that a state of hell. Is that a state of hell where afterwards I would feel a flavor of bestowal in that group, or is that just some discernment? Dr. Layman, you could say that it's somewhat hell, somewhat. Certainly, there are more serious, lower states of that. But you're still young. They will still burn you and terrify you there. That will awaken and give you this inspiration. Burn you, what I mean is that you will be burned from shame. But that's interesting, that's good. In general, I'll just say that you can believe me, I'm in this engagement for many years. 40 years, I am just with Rabash. I was with Rabash only for 40 years. And beforehand, still, it is the greatest pillars of my life these years, and I'm not sorry for a second. You can believe me, I'm 70 plus, and I don't know how much is still in front of me. Many of my friends have left this world already. Friends that I studied with at university, friends that I was connected with later in my ordinary life, etc. But I don't know. I don't think that my fate is worse than their fate. You don't need to relinquish the opportunity to come closer to the upper laws, to the upper world. You understand? Firstly, it's constant, it's eternal. Each day you invest in that is confidently an insertion into this mutual bank that we have, this mutual soul of ours. So you shouldn't relinquish any group action, but precisely to advance forward. Semyon, but if the friend has such a sensation and he feels that they are engaging in something good and he is not in that, so that's a good sensation. Dr. Waitman, yes, that's how it needs to be. That's a sensation that needs to be there. Yes, Boris, there's a question from Moscow. How can you get stronger from weakness of emotions and words that are negative that I receive from other students in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Dr. Leitman, very simply, there are no others. There is only the Creator, and the others who you feel is the Creator who dresses in the friends, as Rabash and Bala Sulam write about. And through them, he brings you such exercises. All of a sudden, it seems to you that this friend praises you in something, and suddenly they criticize you and lower you in something. Really, it's not them, it's the Creator acting on you. So pay attention to those, but consider that you receive that from the Creator. Therefore, behind every friend, you need to see the Creator. And then you will have no complaints about them, but only complaints for yourself and for the Creator. Semyon, if that's from the Creator, then it has a goal to advance you. Dr. Leitman, certainly, and what else? Semyon, also the lowerings that you receive? Dr. Leitman, everything in your life, all moments, are only in order to progress you. The Creator drags you all the time to Him, even if you don't feel that. He engages only in that. Is there more? There's another question from Medellin again.
Buenos días. No sé si será el idioma es el primer idioma que se manifestó en el mundo o otros idiomas antes de él.
Вопрос о иврите. Был ли какой-то другой язык до иврита?
Question about the Hebrew language. Was there a language before Hebrew? Dr. Leitman, no. In the beginning of the wisdom of Kabbalah, there was only a Hebrew. It was the form of communicating spiritual knowledge, and there are articles about that as well. That language emerged from the need to express spiritual roots or spiritual words, spiritual actions. In general, the Hebrew language doesn't need to be in our world. It exists only for that purpose. In that Hebrew is used in order to write and to read, etc., in Israel, is incorrect. There was never such a thing in Hebrew. Hebrew only had Kabbalistic texts that had a connection to Kabbalah. They were written in Hebrew. All the rest had different languages, either Aramaic or ancient Babylonian, etc., but not Hebrew. Hebrew is a language which is pure from the roots, the language of roots and branches, which exists only to express spiritual actions and qualities. the virtual group of MAC, which is the Russian KABU. Question, hello. What is devotion to the Creator if the Creator is a quality of bestowal and a system? Dr. Leitman, that is devotion to the Creator. When a person goes only according to the quality of bestowal and he wants to be only in that, that's a very great matter. Such a directedness of a person to life. Ekaterinburg again. A question. I have another question. The topic of this lesson is called How to Feel the Creator.
Hello.
Не слышно, да?
Сейчас слышно.
You don't hear?
Дорогой
брат, давайте еще раз скажу. So, Dr. Leitman, I'll repeat the question. The topic of the lesson is how to feel the Creator. And you said that feeling the Creator is only according to the measure of equivalence of form with Him, according to the law of equivalence of form. An intention I depict to myself. But since we work in the 10, in dissemination, so I wanted to understand better, more precisely, what does it mean to bestow to the friends and to the world outside the group? Is it that I give to the group and to the rest of the world importance of the goal, importance of unity, importance of love of others? Dr. Leitman, look, we do it very simply. The implementation is in that you need to work with the friends in mutual bestowal between yourselves to build such a circle between yourselves where in it you will try to reveal the quality of mutual bestowal, love, support. A mutual inclination. That is between you and the group. The other world, the surrounding world, you only disseminate to it, if it's even possible with you. You have to be careful so you don't get beaten up or something. In the surrounding world, you disseminate carefully, and perhaps not even the wisdom of Kabbalah in those words. I don't get into those manners, and I cannot recommend anything to you there. And the entire work is between you in the group, between the friends, and only in that way. And there is an obligation for Arvut and everything we learn about. Plovdiv. Question. Good evening. I have a question. I am Gennady from Be'er Sheva in Israel. I wanted to understand, can there be an incarnation of the soul during a single life? Or can the soul die and be reborn in the same body? I also wanted to ask a question to Simeon. If Ilya Simeonich, the son of Senka, help the kids in Bulgaria educate the children. Okay, Simeon will answer in relation to his son, and I will answer just one thing. The soul has no birth nor death. Soul, it's eternal. It expresses the quality of bestowal. So do not be concerned about what happens to the soul. Nothing will happen to it. It can only develop, if you develop it, of course. And really, that's it. Nothing else happens with it. It's this eternal substance which reveals between us, and we only need to reveal it for ourselves, to reveal it. Simeon, they say it's the same chain of souls that is positioned there. Dr. Leitman, and now you answer. Simeon. Eli Vinoko, between us, we will we'll answer you. Please ask us personally. Boris, we have a few more minutes left. A question from Dimas. Can you acquire a masach, a screen, without a Kabbalistic group? Dr. Leitman, I cannot depict to myself such an opportunity. I don't see that. Look at what Rabash writes in his first articles. He only talks about a Kabbalistic group, that it can help a person implement the quality of bestowal, because he needs to develop it together with someone. Therefore, We have no other foundation, either virtually or physically. But we need to be connected with others, to meet with them a few times a day, to discuss something, to learn articles, to be present in lessons. By the way, the virtual group can be no less strong than the physical group, as long as it's participating in the daily lessons, etc. Really? All that is before us, before you. We have 1 minute left till the end of the lesson. A few announcements. The Moscow Center is inviting you to lectures about the wisdom of Kabbalah on the 29th or the 28th of June, introductory lectures. And the biggest event of the end of the year, from 6th to 8th of December in Chisinev, in Moldova. We are inviting you to a convention aimed primarily at Russian speakers, a major world convention. Dr. Leitman, I want to say about this Chisinev Congress that if a person wants to progress somewhat in the revelation of the Creator, in the revelation of the upper world, his soul, he needs to be at this convention. If you have problems, then contact us, write to us, write to the Help a Friend system, Help Haver. They might be able to recommend you about help, financial support or other support you might need. But you need to do that. You will see that in these 3 days of the convention, you will receive such a quantity that you don't even get in a whole year of studies. So do not disregard this opportunity. I'm very happy that we do have such an opportunity. And this convention is primarily in Russian, in Moldova. Afterward, we will have a convention in Bulgaria. But that will be a convention aimed at Europe. And I depict to myself that that will be in Hebrew. Russia will be the main language in Moldova. Hebrew is looked as being the main language in Bulgaria. So I don't see myself giving the lessons in Russian at that Congress. So the Chisinev Congress is the most suitable Congress for Russian speakers, and I am waiting for you there with great pleasure, and I will do everything so that you will get the right awakening in the right direction so that it will secure you the revelation of the soul. To your health, goodbye. Until next time, goodbye.